Dr. Brian Halverson is one of the UK's leading holistic dentists. He is the author of Great Teeth for Life and lectures widely to the public and to health practitioners. Brian is passionate about providing preventative information to guide us through all the stages of our lifetime. To find out more about Brian, go to www.brianhalverson.com. And now here is Dr. Brian Halverson.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Hi, Brian here again. Well, I do hope you have enjoyed the first part of John Osborne. I think he's a fascinating chap with many various views on things which are a little bit different. So we're now going to continue. Brian here speaking to John Osborne on the Integrated Dentist on UK Health Radio. Please listen in and enjoy. Thank you.
And how another article I wrote was how on earth have we lived so long? Because up until 1888, we had nothing else but natural medication, if you can put it that way, to keep us alive. And one of the things which is recommended, of course, for toothache is, they globally put it as turmeric, which is probably not the right answer, because all the indications are it's an ingredient of turmeric, which is what does the job. Now, the recommendations seem to be mostly for a turmeric or curcumin, but not curcuma, because curcuma is turmeric. Curcumin, when applied to the gums, will help reduce the infection. What we've got to try and understand here, because it's a whole subject, and I really would love to go into it in greater depth, but what we want to try and get here is the fact that curcumin, turmeric carries 4% of curcumin. You take the curcumin out of the turmeric and you apply that, and that then can be used to kill almost any problem in the body. And it is on record, clinically correct, to say that there is no cancer, arthritis, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and a whole host of other problems which cannot be cured by the use of curcumin. Now, as I say, this is a whole big subject, and one of the ways of helping kill infection in the gums is by applying turmeric or curcumin. But you've got to remember, as I said earlier, curcumin or turmeric, they both have the same effect in this sense, are very, very, very strong colorants. They are very strong, and once you get it into clothes and into your skin, it's very, very difficult to get out. And this is why we sell our curcumin in capsule form as well as in powder form. Now, if you have a continuing inflammation in the mouth, in the gums, if you have, for sake of argument, a swelling in the gums or around the mouth, in the throat, then you really do need to consult somebody fairly quickly, because there is a chance that you have got a cancer. Now, I don't want to be alarmist in any way, shape or form, but because of the way the world is turning at the moment, we are increasingly getting cancer. There is actually a graph which shows what happens in India, what happens if an Indian goes to America, and what happens to his children over the next 10 to 15 years. The Indian has probably less than 2% chance of getting a serious disease like cancer. If he goes to America, within 5 years, he's increased his chances by about 20%. When he starts having children, they are increasing their chances by 80% of getting cancer or one of the other serious illnesses.
Yes, I know, John. When I first got in touch with you, when I had my own possible cancer scares, we did talk about this, what should we say, history of curcumin, and that it was far less apparent in the sub-Asian sort of, what should we say, continent.
Yeah,
And this is what really impressed me. It also, of course, the something like 8,000 papers, verified papers, that also show how beneficial it is. Mm. And of course, as you know, I've been a total believer and have been buying your products, which, in fact, I have noticed a reduction in my inflammatory processes, which I monitor by means of the fact that through many, many years of heavy sport, I've had a lot of arthritic problems in my hip, and I do not really want to go down the route of an artificial hip. Mm. Now, I've been taking not just your curcumin, but also your serrapeptase.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you could just enlighten us of serrapeptase, which is now becoming very much recognized. Could you sort of, what should we say, enlighten us on it?
Basically, thank you for this chance, because, you know, this is part of getting the message across. Serrapeptase is it's an enzyme. It is actually the enzyme that the silkworm uses to make a hole in the cocoon so that the butterfly can then get out and fly away. Now, it has to make this hole big enough and quick enough, because if the cocoon is rolling around on the ground in the wild and a bird happens to fly past, it's gone for breakfast. So very quickly, this enzyme has to work on the cocoon. What is the cocoon? Dead protein. So it was a German German surgeon in 1946, again, very seminal year apparently, who first used it, and he used it on his patients who had blood clots. And they were destined for surgery. He gave them his version of serrapeptase, and within 24 hours, both of them had lost their problems. Now, serrapeptase has developed a long way since there. There are nowhere near enough silkworms in the world. So rather like a yogurt, we have to synthesize it. But it is very simply the only thing which you can say will clean the body of dead protein. That's all it does. It dissolves dead protein. So if you've got a blood clot, and no matter where it is, and I can recount a little short story on that in a minute, if you've got blood clots, if you've got arthritis, if you've got fibroids, for the young girls who can't get pregnant, they just need to take a course of serrapeptase. They'll get pregnant, unless it's something else. And if you've got a problem of arthritis, these sort of things, you need to take a good quality serrapeptase. Now, I stress a good quality serrapeptase. I don't wish to knock the competition, but if you see that a serrapeptase product has got so many other ingredients other than the coating itself and a little bit of, we use rice flour, which helps putting into the capsule. If there's anything else up in the capsule, like magnesium stearate or whatever, just forget it, because that product is not good serrapeptase. It must be the purest and the cleanest, because otherwise you're just lining the pockets of the people producing it. Now, I said I would recount a little history. I had when I had my market stall in Tavistock, there was a chap there, and to cut a long story short, he had a blood clot in his neck. And the surgeons in Plymouth were frightened stiff to do anything for him. They kept him in hospital. They let him out. They put him back in again. And he came to me. He was a bloke who had no money. He came to me and he told me the story. And so I gave him a pot of the product, which at that time I had, which was nowhere near as good as what we've got now. And he disappeared. And I didn't see him again for about a month. And I began to worry what on earth had happened. Well, one day he came back down into the market and he was smiling there. He got a new lease of life. He had colour. He was springing his feet. And he said, I asked him where he'd been. And he said, I've been in hospital. They couldn't find the blood clot, so they kept me there to see if anything was going to happen. The seropeptase had just simply dissolved it. And that is what seropeptase does. Now, I have, Brian, and this is based not on technical knowledge or clinical knowledge, but is based on a side shoot of clinical knowledge. I've joined seropeptase with curcumin, and especially in cases of cancer and other situations where you're going to be getting dead cells in the body. The curcumin, in most cases, will attack a cancer cell and will kill it. That then leaves in that site the ashes, I call it ashes, but it's dead protein, it's the dead cell. Now, because the body's immune system has been clobbered so hard just fighting the problem, and let's talk about cancer, but there are so many other things, Parkinson's and all the rest of it. The body's immune system has been clobbered so hard just simply trying to keep up fighting the problem. So if you add something into the body, and the clinical proof of this is after a surgical intervention, after an operation, the addition of seropeptase improves the cure rate by 50%. These are all documented papers. The one documented paper I do not have is the conjunction of seropeptase with curcumin in killing cancer cells. But if you apply the same logic, it appears to work. And I've been using this for years now. And that is by using the seropeptase to clean the site around. That enables the curcumin to do its work. And I've got friends around me here in France. One friend in particular was told that he had, unless he had an operation, he was going to be dead. This was not this last Christmas, the Christmas before. His wife came to me and said, what are we going to do? I said, we put him on the seropeptase and curcumin. That man is 78 years old and he's running around like a spring chicken. And it is nothing more than the fact that he took that combination. And, you know, we have people all over the world, literally. One of our clients is, in fact, the boss of a big cancer clinic who came to us because his wife, as his wife told my wife, no way would he take the chemical route. And he is now, everybody should be taking curcumin every day as a preventative, but he is now just going back to lower doses and continuing his job.
Curcumin. John, sorry, yeah. Could I say that this is an important issue because when we discussed it, which is obviously well over a year ago now, the one thing that you reiterated time and time again to me was that both the seropeptase and the curcumin both was not a problem depending on what I will call dose. Because you said that, you know, like we talk about balance of taking too much of something. And yeah. You said to me quite confidently that you could take large doses of both of these without any known side effects. Is this still the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. There's a rider for curcumin, and that is that if you've got a blocked bile duct, you shouldn't take curcumin. So what you should do is just start on the seropeptase first. If you have got hypertension, if you've got blood pressure problems or whatever, you need to monitor it very carefully. We have notices about this on the pots and so on and so forth. But there is, for sake of argument, in the curcumin business, intake in the curcumin dosage, I should say, a normal healthy person to help block the arrival of the things that the medical industry tells us we're going to get, if you take about four capsules of 400 milligrams of pure curcumin a day, cost pennies, you are going to reduce your chances of any severe ailment very, very, very substantially. If you are ill, and my medical advisor, because I have a medical advisor, who is the world's leading authority, and he's number one on the lecture list around the world, he tells me that if you've got cancer, you should be taking anything up to 8 grams of curcumin a day. Now, 8 grams of a 400 milligram, that's sort of coming up towards 20 capsules a day. Whether or not, because he was in the American health system, that is really necessary for every case, perhaps not. In severe cases, almost certainly yes. I say between 5 and 8 grams of curcumin a day for the really serious illnesses that I mentioned earlier, Parkinson's and so on and so forth. All of this is documented, Brian. I am not spouting off John's top hat. I am literally quoting documented evidence, which anybody can contact me on any subject of cancer, curcumin and so on, and I will give them the clinical proof. It's there. But I'm afraid that because I, like a lot of other people, the more I research, the more people think I'm balmy. The curcumin really is the ultimate of what people should be taking. Now, one of the world's largest medical companies came to us, or actually came to my mentor, for information on curcumin. When he told them or gave them the information, they replied and said, we couldn't take this, it would kill our market. Serrapeptase, on the other hand, we have two types, one for moderate problems like sinus, ENT, glue ear for the children, asthma. There is a lower dosage one, which we call the Force Plus. Then the higher dose one, which we use when we're working with the curcumin and for arthritis and these sort of problems, we have something called Strong. There isn't a limit to anything that you can take except cost. And frankly, if you take six of the strong, the 120 milligram curcumin, I apologize, 120 milligram serrapeptase a day, you are taking enough. You don't need to take any more. The lower one, you can take more. But there is no point in overdosing purely and simply on financial grounds.
Now, I find personally that certainly because I still have quite a way to go to get my hip into a healthy condition, I am taking, four capsules a day of the serrapeptase.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is the interesting thing, if we go back 3 or 4 years ago when I was playing an awful lot of tennis, one of the things I did to ameliorate my aches and pains was in fact to take a sort of almost prophylactic dose of, would you believe it, ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, although it actually meant that I could play quite comfortably, what it was actually doing was fueling the actual inflammation that it was meant to be suppressing. So it was suppressing the pain, and of course ibuprofen is an anti-inflammatory, but it had side effects.
It wasn't half doing some harm to the other organs in your body.
Exactly, which again is very, yep, very well documented, especially, yep, with many, many of the integrated medical practitioners from the USA.
Right. I don't know whether you've actually read it, but there is a school of documents on the American Medical Library, NCI. There is a school of documents which highlights how much better natural remedies are than chemical remedies. There isn't a chemical remedy in the world, apparently, that doesn't have a worse side effect to its beneficial effect. And when you look at NSAIDs and so on and so forth, the downside of those has got absolutely nothing to match the upside of natural products.
I think the only thing that some, and again, I don't know too much about it, but quite a bit of the, what should we say, the forward thinking and learned integrated doctors in the USA, the one what I'll call pure pharma product, which they actually think is actually got so almost a risk benefit, is actually much more related to what should we say, benefit, and that is, believe it or not, metformin. And which they're using for obviously type 2 diabetes. Now, yeah, I don't know enough about it, but it's the only one that seems to escape what I'll call the criticism.
Yeah, I don't know it. I don't know of it. But, you know, I mean, so I concentrate on the NSAIDs.
Yes.
Because, for example, if you take Devil's Claw and compare Devil's Claw to Serrapeptase, Devil's Claw is a darn good painkiller, but it doesn't get rid of the inflammation. A lot of people say it does. It doesn't. Devil's Claw will help kill the pain, and Serrapeptase will remove the inflammation. Serrapeptase actually, if you say, I've got pain, I've got inflammation, then you need Serrapeptase.
Well, I've got to be honest, John. I now think of Serrapeptase as I used to think of ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Now, although possibly this is slightly cockeyed thinking, and there may be a slight sort of what I will call almost placebo effect, but when I take a couple, I just feel that my general pain levels from the point of view of inflammation in, say, my hip and what have you, is hugely reduced. So, you know, and again, it may be psychosomatic, some of it, but really, hey ho, it's actually doing a lot of good for me.
There's no shadow of doubt about it. I was a gymnast as a youngster, and I had a pretty nasty accident, and I've carried my back problems with me for the rest of my life. And there does come time when, if I do something stupid, as I did yesterday, I got the axe stuck in a log, so I brought out a big heavy hammer and started attacking the axe to get it out of the log, and hey presto, I did my back in again. Now, at that particular point, I went and had some paracetamol and codeine, purely and simply, to calm me down a bit. But I did so in the sure knowledge that although it was getting my pain under control, it had the side effect. And the people who take large quantities of these things have really got to look at what way they can try and ameliorate it. And in fact, there is a natural answer, and that's milk thistle. Milk thistle will clean the liver and the colon and the kidneys. And milk thistle is an ideal natural way of combating if you're taking the higher doses of something which is not good for the body, i.e. alcohol, i.e. drugs, whatever. You know, I mean, as I say, I'd really love to be able to have the time to develop this with you, because the natural cupboard of Mother Nature is full are really great big things. You can lose weight naturally. You can keep pain under control naturally. You can do all sorts of things. One of the things probably that I am still working on is getting rid of smoking, but it can be done. It can be done. But there are natural ways of resolving pretty well every single solitary thing.
I would totally agree, but what I've learned from my own experience is the fact that I occupationally was in contact with an awful lot of toxic substances. Yeah. And in fact, I focused on effectively removing a lot of these, including heavy metals like mercury, from my system. Although I successfully gained the benefits of reducing my heavy metal burden, and we're looking at not just mercury, but lead, which we know has got all sorts of sources, cadmium, which, funny enough, you triggered me to say that one of the main sources of cadmium is actually from smoking. The point I was making is that although I was focusing on looking at my what I'll call detoxing or clearing out things such as heavy metals, I really wasn't taking enough notice of my overall intake of other types of toxins, which was often through low quality food. And the reason I bring this up is the fact that if we're looking at the huge benefits of natural products such as curcumin, such as serrapeptase, such as other powerful herbs and spices, what we've also got to argue is that if we can keep our levels of intake of toxic products, it means that they gives them a helping hand to get to the real causes that we want to fight, not just trying to firefight things that we keep introducing to our bodies on a day-to-day basis.
Well, curcumin, funnily enough, while we're talking, curcumin has a clinical proof of protecting against cadmium-induced vascular dysfunction, hypertension, and all sorts of other problems. Curcumin, this is why a daily dose for somebody of good health of just a couple of grams, or probably a bit less if you take four capsules a day, if you just take a little bit, you are building, you're putting the Berlin Wall around, and you are building up a really good strong resistance. And I say to anybody, from children's age upwards, take a little bit of curcumin every day, and your chances of staying fit and healthy are boosted enormously. I can't, you know, everyone's different. Everybody has a lifestyle which is different, but they're boosted enormously. And again, coming back to teeth, part and parcel of keeping our bodies and our gums and everything as clean and as fresh as they can be and in good health, take curcumin. You know, there are 642 papers in the American Biomedical Library of the way curcumin can beat heavy metals.
Sorry, John. The other thing I was going to say was, of course, that you don't just need to be, from a topical point, you were mentioning about the discoloration to things if you used it topically. Of course, everything, you know, like the mouth is only part of the body. So a lot of things will be recirculated either through the bloodstream and, of course, through the saliva. So in effect, although you may not say, well, it seems effective to actually put it onto the tissues, the answer is that you'll get there if they're in high enough doses through the what I would call the biochemical systems, via the sort of bloodstream and the way that elements like saliva are actually recirculated of what we actually have got in our systems. But of course, if we haven't got it, it can't be incorporated into our defense mechanisms.
put it into the system, not onto the system.
That's it. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
And if you go back into this, I'm a fountain when we start going on to these. But if you start going back into this, Indian women, okay, they have a terrific beauty. A lot of Indian women are extremely beautiful. One of the main reasons for this is because they've got curcumin in their makeup. It isn't all that apparent because of skin colour. And it would be hopeless for us in the West. So we have to put it into our bodies. As a last thought, Brian, how they found curcumin. And it's only been recently that they found it. We've got to remember that curcumin was first mentioned 1600 years before Christ. It was related to cancer again before Christ. So it's been known about for a very long time. But what happened in more recent years is because of the advance of the chemical medical industry, things like curcumin got put on the back burner. In fact, got left out of the kitchen altogether. So what happened is that those who looked and studied at it quite recently, and we're talking really over very, very close years, they looked at where in the world is there no cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, arthritis, diabetes, so on and so forth. And they located two areas, one in India, one in China. So they said, right, what's the common denominator here? Well, it had to be food, because they were totally different areas, different altitudes, different all sorts of other things. So they said, right, it's food. So what's the common denominator? And the common denominator was that over generations, and I'm talking 5 to 10 generations, the family ate a curry meal at least once a week. Curry, turmeric carries curcumin. And so slowly but surely, this curcumin built up their immune system. And except for physical injuries, there was no need for a medical system.
Fantastic.
Now, this is what we in the West miss. And coming back to your point, Brian, you know, we haven't got the fence at the top of the cliff. We've just got the blood bucket at the bottom.
Yeah. Now, John, there was a TV program on mainstream television which did examine levels of, I think they actually called it turmeric, given the difference between taking supplements and having it in the form of a curry. And they actually showed that they seem to get higher levels in curry than in supplements.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And this, I regret to say, comes back to what I said a little bit earlier. You know, you're buying a curcumin product in a shop, and then you look at it, and you look at the list of other ingredients. And probably you will find that the percentage of curcumin in the product is negligible. I have actually sent several times to my mentor lists of ingredients of certain commercial products, and I've asked him to try and tell me what's in it. And all of these products were the top sellers. And his reply in each case was, I cannot identify any curcumin in that product.
Right. So, it's John, just true. Yeah. John, is there not an issue that, in fact, the absorption through the gut wall is difficult with a product such as curcumin? Now, if I'm not mistaken, with your product, you also add pepperine. Is that correct?
No. We used to.
Yes,
we used,
right.
We used to, because I fell into the trap, and I have to admit it, I fell into the trap. It's a bit like the business of you've got to drink 2 litres of water a day. That, which has now been scotched, was in fact started in the 1800s by a quack doctor who happened to have a well on his land. So he was going around selling water off his wagon. And he told people that you had to drink whatever the equivalent in pints is of water a day. Now, this, of course, has been shown to be nonsense. Now, this has been turned. They even say nowadays you can drink the same of coffee, Coca-Cola or whatever. That perhaps is not the right road to go down. But the same thing happened with curcumin, because in the early days, and I'm going back to my early days of curcumin, probably 10, 12 years ago, I put piperine in because I followed the thinking that piperine, black pepper, is a catalyst. And it's put into all sorts of funny things to raise the flavour. Now, if you put that with turmeric, not curcumin, you enhance the benefit of curcumin. What I did was I put piperine with curcumin. Not with turmeric, with curcumin. And we got good results. We got good results. I can't say differently. But what we also got was, I've got bellyache. Because really, what you're doing is taking high doses of black pepper. Now, that will irritate the colon. So I then, because of my good connections with my mentor, said, you know, what are we going to do? He said, well, why don't you do what I do? And he told me what to use. You now get it as curcumin 99. And that's what is used in hospitals around the world. The actual use of this in hospitals, there are three cancer hospitals in America that use curcumin. There are dozens of them elsewhere. Very few in Europe, and they mostly are under the counter. They use pure curcumin. Now, curcumin, in fact, if we do the research, curcumin is absorbed by the body within about 20 minutes. So if you take a nominal dose of curcumin, about 20 minutes, half an hour later, you can't find it. It's gone. It's been absorbed by the body. Curcumin does not need piperine.
Great. And is there any special time, meaning, I know, for example, with serrapeptase, you should take it on an empty stomach. Is that?
Yeah.
And so I tend to take it first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly wait at least 2 or 3 hours to anything I've eaten has gone through before I'll take, say, another dose. Is again, that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, serrapeptase, because it eats dead protein. So if you've got anything, milk, an egg, cheese, meat, fish, whatever it is, protein in the system, the serrapeptase simply is wasted on that. The curcumin, you really can take at any time. You can take it either on its own with a glass of water. You can take it with the serrapeptase at the same time. You can take it with honey. You can mix the powder with honey. You can put the powder, as we've done tonight with our dogs, we put the curcumin powder in amongst their food. And we do this every day. This is probably why Kuru is now living to be 115 years old in dog years. Because he's had his curcumin ever since we rescued him from the Spanish cruelty. The curcumin, if you look at what the body does at night, when you sleep, the body regenerates. That's its moment of regeneration. So to take some at night is a good idea. Probably not too much, because my wife says that if she takes too much curcumin at night, it stimulates her mental activity. Because curcumin stimulates the body and the mind enormously. Anybody who's feeling lackluster, take some curcumin.
Right.
Other than that, there is no fixed time for curcumin at all, Bram.
Okay, that's lovely, John. John, I'm sure a lot of our listeners want to know, where they can contact you, because I believe that you have some very, very good quality products at very good competitive prices. So I'd like you to share information with my listeners over where you can get not only possibly your products, but I'm sure you would often opine some opinions to people as well.
We are. I'm always delighted to speak to people, get emails from people. Well, honestly, I'm very happy to talk to people because you get to the in depth of the problem, and they can try and shoot out any of their doubts and worries. Because there are a lot of people out there who are very, very poorly, Brian. And yes, thank you. If people will contact me through the website, which is www.remed-naturel.net. If you go there, there's the information on all of these and a lot of other. We've got sort of 70 odd products there. Use the contact form to talk to me, and I will be more delighted to talk. Just give me a telephone number, not ring you. No problems at all, because as we have said before, we need to get the information out that Mother Nature's got the answers. If there's a positive, she's got a negative. If there's a negative, she's got a positive. And with a lot of luck, I have been fortunate in getting a lot of the positives available. Please use them. And thank you very much, Brian.
John, no, we thank you. I'm sure that you've given lots of people some invaluable information. You have definitely changed my lifestyle in terms of improvement when I was really at a slightly sort of low ebb where I thought I was doing everything correct, and realised that there were some basic elements that I was really missing. And again, not just from the point of view of using your products, but also just opening my knowledge to areas that I hadn't really explored. And so again, John, thank you very much indeed.
Lovely. Thank you, Brian.
Now, that's be the end of my show. And if you want to know any more information from me, go to brianhalverson.com. And again, thank you for listening, and hope you listen to my show again in the future. So thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
I can see clearly.